Kevin Good Day program. We're going to meet Darren Criss of Glee. He's on a 16-city music tour, and Roberta's very excited to meet him because she's been a fan of Glee's. So we'll have that for you in a few moments. Chef Louis DeAngelis later in the hour with his recipe of the week. Right now, though, a disturbing story that many of you are not aware of, one of the important stories of the day and perhaps the week, is the piling up of ammunition. The United States government has ammunition stockpiled, and when you think about the numbers, Jennifer, it's almost off the charts how much ammunition they have for every man, woman, and child.
Well, it's more than all of our bodies can take, I think. It's 1,000 rounds per person that the government has stockpiled right now.
For what?
1,000 rounds.
But what is the point of having... So we have 314 million people live in America.
Mm-hmm.
So that times 1,000. All right, let's just do the numbers. 314 plus six zeros, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 1,000 rounds, so you add three more zeros to that.
That's a lot of bullets.
314 billion bullets.
Yeah. And this is the Department of Homeland Security.
For what?
And well, that's exactly what lawmakers are asking. And it's actually in the House right now. They're talking about why they have it. They're actually getting called out. One of the biggest...
Who gave them the authority to do this?
Exactly. That's the question, is what are they using it for? Now, Daryl Issa, he's a Republican in California. He chairs the full Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Right.
He said that they're being stockpiled. He's one that's kind of brought it to public attention.
Mm-hmm.
That they're being stockpiled and then either disposed of or passed on to non-federal agencies or shot indiscriminately. He said it's not necessarily about the conspiracy theories, which we can all come to our own conclusions about why the government has 1,000 bullets for each citizen. That's a little scary.
Right.
But he said it's more about, again, government waste, fraud, and corruption.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
314 billion rounds of ammunition.
Right.
For all size guns, any size small guns?
You know, it doesn't specify in the article that I'm reading, but this is it, number one on the Drudge Report today. It's on the Fox News website. The department said that the Homeland Security Department said that it needs bullets for agents in training and on duty.
A
and they
thousand?
Buy in, oh, get this, and they buy in bulk to save money. So now they're using Costco mentality to make this make sense to us. It's just ridiculous. And so, you know, again, it's dangerous. Are these conspiracy theorists right, or is it just another example of the government going crazy?
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. 314 billion rounds of ammunition. You talk about craziness and conspiratorial theories, two of them fed by that information. Darren Criss will change the course of events here. One of the performers from the TV show Glee joins us in just a moment here on Good Day.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $100. $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So I'm not sure whether Marsha has done the math and it's different than mine. Marsha's in Roseburg, Oregon, listening to Good Day. Hi, Marsha.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Well, how about you?
Really well, too. Thank you.
So you have a problem with my addition, multiplication, subtraction, and division?
I do. I'm sorry about that. But if you multiply 314 million by 10, it would be 314 billion. But it actually is 314 quadrillion.
Really?
Wow.
I just thought you added a zero.
You're good.
Here's what I learned. If you multiply something times 1,000, you just add the three zeros to the number that we're talking about. So if there's 314 million, that's six zeros. You add another three zeros to it, and that's
so
billion.
That would be quadrillion.
Are you sure?
Well, I was trying to figure that out myself, but I'm pretty positive, yes.
I don't think so. But here we are. We're going to... Who's going
to
be the deciding factor here, Roberta?
But it wouldn't work.
Even if it was just 314 million, what do you think about all the ammo that the government has stockpiled?
I think it's pretty crazy. But anyway, so that's my thought, and I need to get going to get ready for work. So
thank you. Thanks a lot, Marcia.
She's like a little mathematician. I like
she is, but I think that if you add three zeros to a number, if you're multiplying it by 1,000, then you're just adding those three zeros to the number. One, and the 1,000 gives you another 1,000 million is a billion, right?
All I can say is it's 1,000 per person, and that's a lot. I don't know what the total number is. It's a lot.
It's ridiculous. It's way too much. And it's just another example of how, especially because the country is so big and seemingly so out of control, we don't know these things. So somebody comes across with it. Are we supposed to get them? I said facetiously to Michael a few minutes ago, am I supposed to get this telepathically? How do you know all of these things? The government is so big, and this is what people need to sort of be focused on. I don't mean to make this a rant, Roberta, but in terms of what we don't know, and what people are just passively, I don't know, so how can it hurt me? Well,
what is nerve-wracking to me is that, you know, you have the government now really pushing this gun control stuff.
Right.
And they want to take away your guns, and they want to take away and they want to limit the ammunition you can buy, but yet they're not taking away their ammunition. They're bulking up on it, and that's kind of freaky.
Yep, it is. By the way, we had promised Darren Chris from Glee. Apparently there's a snafu in his conversation, so that won't happen at least this morning. For those of you who got all excited, like Roberta, sorry. How many of you have experienced the phenomenon of receiving a telephone call from somebody right after you thought about them?
It's happened to me all the time.
Does it?
It's taking me a sip of water when you ask, but yes.
There's a scientist who's studying this, says he has proof of what he calls telephone telepathy. Telephone telepathy. Rupert Sheldrake, whose research is funded by Trinity College, says that he's conducted experiments that prove that precognition exists for telephone calls, even for emails, for things that are communicated by other people to you, email, phone call, texting, all that sort of thing.
Precognition.
Every person in the trials was asked to give researchers names and phone numbers of four relatives or friends. These were then called at random and told to ring the subject, who had to identify the caller before answering the phone. The hit rate was about 45%, which is well above the 25% that you would have expected, he told the annual meeting of the Association for the Advancement of Science. The odds against this being a chance effect are 1,000 billion to 1. Talk about wild, crazy numbers again. He said that he found the same result with people being asked to name one of four people sending them an email before it had landed. However, his sample was kind of small. It was about 100 people on both sides. But just think about it. And then the more important thing for the discussion is, how many of you have had that experience? When you hear the phone ring, you know who it is. Or, better yet, you're thinking about a person and the phone rings.
Yeah. That's, I think there's a couple of different things at play. Because I can usually, when my phone rings, especially my home phone, I can figure out who it is.
You can.
But, yeah, absolutely. But then when you think about someone and you throw it out in the universe and it's someone that you haven't talked to on a regular basis, like me guessing that my mom or my dad are calling me, that's pretty easy. Because they call me quite a bit. But when you think about someone you haven't talked to in forever and then they call you or send you an email, that's when it's really crazy. And I think it's really got something to do with you put that energy out into the universe and people pick up on it. I don't know. May sound a little nutty, but I think that's the case.
No, but I think more and more people are thinking in those terms, Jennifer, of what goes out into the universe. Thoughts are things. And if you're thinking something, our brain, remember, is not well developed. In cases where you find people who are more developed, they're more likely to be able to get these things, think these things, perceive, become interested sort of a clairvoyance, I guess, in a sense. It's 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Small business owners are always being hammered by new taxes and complicated regulations, but soon it could get a lot worse. The U.S. Senate is about to rush through an ill-conceived bill, a so-called Marketplace Fairness Act, that will slow job growth and hurt the economy. Phil Bond, executive director of the We Are Here Coalition, explains.
This act would create a new tax for many consumers and a huge compliance burden for online retailers. If a customer in California makes an internet purchase from an online retailer in Nebraska, then California could force the Nebraska retailer to collect California sales tax and send it to California along with a completed tax form. It's going to be a mess. A recent study found a compliance with this act would be hardest on the small businesses that are least equipped to handle it. Small businesses are America's local job growth engine. This legislation shows Congress just doesn't get it.
To learn more, visit wearehearecoalition.org.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Appearance and performance of the week, Angie Miller's Who You Are. Randy Jackson, who doesn't like math, gave it a 10 out of 10 out of 10. He's kind of like me trying to figure out how much ammo we had in this country. But Roberta, you've been watching this show. You've been the most animated of all the people here with us on Good Day, and you seem to like this young woman. There's
I really like Angie a lot. Yeah. She's like a Sheryl Crow almost.
How old is she?
You know, I don't know. But she's young. She's in her 20s, undoubtedly.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of interesting.
But she's always, you know, she plays the piano. She writes her own music. She sings. I mean, she's really a talent.
Yeah. Well,
and she's just not a singer. A lot of these girls are just singers. I mean, I like Candace a lot. I mean, she's a singer. But, you know, she's not she's not the whole package.
The musician, right.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Angie, she's gorgeous. She has good teeth.
Good teeth.
Good teeth.
Yeah. It's important. So, bringing people up to date on what's going on. American Idol down to 4. They did not have a loser. Nobody went home last night because apparently they got an extra week added. There are 4 weeks until the last. This is how, by the way, in case you didn't know how this works, Jennifer understands and Roberta does. We've sort of been around enough to know how ratings work. In February and in May and in November, they do television sweeps. So for 3 weeks, they start on the first Monday of the month, they go till the third Thursday of the month, usually.
That's when TV gets really good.
Right, and television is always good. Never have any repeats. All that stuff is part of how to get people engaged. So you'll find for the series, all of the remaining 6 episodes will air between now and the end of May, because that's when it counts. And then the new television shows for the summer start, and they go, some of them actually go until October, But then they get started with a new lineup so that they're in place by the November sweeps. And so in November, you're never going to get repeats. In February, you're never going to get repeats. But in December, a lot of times around Christmas, there are tons of repeats. Same thing is true usually around, well, it was Easter this year, around the end of March, 1st of April. And that's just the way that the thing is kind of interesting to see how it works. But all the advertising rates are based on what the ratings are in those three-month periods. So shows like American Idol, remember when 24 started on the second Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, whatever night it was on, Monday nights, I think, they would run it from the first part of January till the third Thursday in May. Sometimes they had to make two or three hours in a row on the same night. And that's so they get all the 24 hours in. In this case, they have an extra week that either they didn't figure on, somehow somebody didn't add it up right. So they didn't send anybody home last night, so they basically have the same thing next week, don't they? They're going to have the same four people on, the same sort of...
Yes, but now it's serious, Doug.
Oh, is it?
And they're going to tally the votes from this week and next week. It's going to be a combination.
Because they kind of screwed up.
Right, so everybody who voted this week, you know, their votes still...
You ever vote in this, Roberta?
No.
Honestly, you've never picked...
No, Tony. Last time I voted for Danny Gokey because I just loved him. Yeah.
Tony, God love her, she used to love American Idol.
And I remember the last she year, would watch with her neighbor,
watched it,
right?
She watched it all the time, and she used to call and vote, which was very... Because this is a woman that never watched television much in her life. Tony was my former wife. It's 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Insight Daily Radio.
In my subtitle, I mentioned Samuel Johnson, and Dr. Johnson, as he's also known, was an 18th century writer. He's probably most well known for his Dictionary of the English Language and the very, very famous biography that was written of him called The Life of Samuel Johnson.
Author and blogger Gretchen Rubin's latest book is entitled Happier at Home, Kiss More, Jump More, Abandon a Project, Read Samuel Johnson, and My Other Experiments in the Practice of Everyday Life. We recently spoke with her from New York.
I love Samuel Johnson. He wrote, for me, what I love is his essays that he wrote for The Rambler, particularly. And, I can't recommend him to everyone because he wrote in the 18th century and it definitely shows. So his prose is not for everyone. But when I read Samuel Johnson, I feel like I understand myself better. He just will make a comment in a sentence or in just a phrase or an anecdote that allows me to understand human nature and certainly myself better. And I think for everyone who reads, there are those certain figures whose writing, for whatever reason, just speaks to you with particular force. And for me, that's Samuel Johnson. And so in Happier at Home, there are many references to Samuel Johnson and many times where I point to times where something that he's written has resonated with me. Even though if you look at our lives, we're really nothing alike. And yet he's one of the patron saints of my Happier at Home project.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Stephen, good day program. Blessed are the cracked, for they let in the light.
Blessed are the crack?
No, cracked.
Oh, the cracked.
Cracked, for they let in
like the broken.
The light, yes, exactly, yes. All right, there is bad news. Do we? The news is always bad, though, isn't
it? No, it's not. Not always.
All right, so give me an example of...
I'll give you an example of good news.
Good news.
This week in Oklahoma, they opened a time capsule from 100 years ago.
Really?
And that's fun. That's fun news.
Mm-hmm. It'll be from 1913.
You got it. That was the year my grandpa was born, by the way.
That's World War One, right?
Oh, would you like me to tell you now? I will. This was a capsule that was underneath a Lutheran church, actually, and they called it the Century Chest. It had been entombed under 12 inches of concrete, and it was a copper chest that I guess took quite a while to bury for the Ladies Aid Society in 1913. They were the ones that put it in the ground, and it took a construction company 11 hours to bring the chest up. So it had some well-preserved artifacts inside. They had, let's see, a 1913 April 22nd issue of the Daily Oklahoman, a map, a number of Native American artifacts, a pair of woman's shoes, that'd be fun to see, a pen used by President William McKinley to sign the 1900 Free Homes Act for Oklahoma, and a phonograph record featuring voices of people from that era. Isn't that kind of cool?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. They thought things would be damaged, but everything was in excellent condition, so it's kind of fun. And they're going to put it on display.
It was where in Oklahoma?
It was underneath a Lutheran church in Oklahoma. Actually, it's Oklahoma City's first Lutheran church.
Mm. So what would you put, Roberta, let's start with you. Everybody think about this, and by the way, you can share it with us at 888-302-3684. Kenny will post it on Facebook, and let's see, we're on the Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Email, by the way, to Doug at DougStefan.com, Roberta at DougStefan.com, Jennifer at DougStefan.com, or Ken. Richie is off in this hour of the program. So let's hypothetically put ourselves into that place where those people were 100 years ago and figure out what we would put into a time capsule.
A cell phone and an iPad.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
I think to see where we are with technology now mm-hmm. would be very interesting 100 years. Because 100 years from now, they're going to laugh at what we think is like the coolest things ever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't forget the charger, by the way. Otherwise, it won't be any good.
And a CD and a DVD.
CD, mm-hmm. DVD, absolutely. Maybe a flat screen, like a at least like a look at the technology, a flat screen TV, maybe.
A McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah, to see what happens in 100 years.
We pretty much know what will happen
to them. That's a great idea.
That's what Mike said on Facebook. He put in a McDonald's cheeseburger.
And maybe like a Twinkie and a Ring Ding, you know, some of those, you know.
See if they really laugh. Like
they survive.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be interesting to put in newspaper clippings, of course, and in pictures.
Fashions,
for sure.
I put in underwear, women's underwear.
So when The Great Gatsby comes out, is it next week or the week after? When does that movie come out?
I think in 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Good, doesn't it?
Well, it looks intriguing, but I'm thinking the reason I asked is because does that go back to about the period of this time capsule? Was it the 20s? Okay, so
mm-hmm.
the 20s. So not that much different. When you look at the things, especially the cars, but more the motif of the buildings.
Yeah, the architecture.
And furnishings of the homes and that sort of thing when you go back there and think I guess we mock it a little bit today, although there are some people that like that design and they are, you know, kind of wrapped around that era, which is it was a luxurious plush era in our country. For some, anyway. So you put that now into our minds, so we think of how kind of weird some of that stuff is today. Now fast forward to where we are today, and then fast forward to 100 years from now. With technology doing what it's doing, do we really even have an idea of what possibly could be around 100 years from now?
I know. And could they imagine 100 years ago that we'd be carrying our radios, we'd have phones
even
have
radios.
With us?
They have radios.
Yeah. I mean, it was like you think about these little devices that are now in our pockets, mm-hmm. and I mean that's pretty incredible. So what's next? I mean, I always think of it as the Jetsons with the hovercrafts and everybody living up in the
George
space.
Dun,
maybe that's not so far off. And it's hard to tell what's going to be iconic when you're in it. I mean, I was just thinking about the architecture from the 20s or from different periods, and it's recognizable. You can look at a building and be stunned by the craftsmanship, and you can identify the time period it's from, like you can art. When I think about our architecture now, I think we either copy other time periods or there's just really no style that we have.
But I guess, Art Deco, we go back to that. I love the Art Deco period.
But maybe 100 years from now, there will be something iconic that sticks out. For me, when I think about it, I feel like we just copy past periods, though. But maybe there is something iconic that we don't see because we're
in it. Well, the period we're talking about of Gatsby, mm-hmm. was that related to European style? Is that where that came from?
I don't know.
Where did the
actually.
Idea for it come?
I'm not sure. I mean, the 20s, I think, were one of the most glamorous eras that we've had.
Yeah, before the Depression, it was extravagance.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this time period, this was done in 1913, that was probably definitely a more conservative time. I think women probably dressed more conservatively than they did as, you know, the traditional flappers that we see. Or
women didn't have the right
dresses.
To vote in 1913.
We couldn't even vote. Absolutely.
Can you believe that? Black people, anybody who was not a white male couldn't vote.
Mm-hmm. That's what gets me so crazy about elections now is when I hear all the indifference when people go vote. It's like if you're a woman or if you are a minority, you should be out there voting because this is a new thing. You know, this is not something we should take for granted.
Not at all. Yeah, pretty interesting. All right. So that's cool. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Jen. In a moment, if you are missing a styrofoam head, I think I've found it for you.
Oh, thank goodness. Phew.
Right? Yeah, just in case you're missing, I've got it, and
that's
we'll get it.
That's my spare.
I've got it. You'll get it in a moment here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Small business owners are always being hammered by new taxes and complicated regulations, but soon it could get a lot worse. The U.S. Senate is about to rush through an ill-conceived bill, a so-called Marketplace Fairness Act, that will slow job growth and hurt the economy. Phil Bond, executive director of the We Are Here Coalition, explains.
This act would create a new tax for many consumers and a huge compliance burden for online retailers. If a customer in California makes an internet purchase from an online retailer in Nebraska, then California could force the Nebraska retailer to collect California sales tax and send it to California along with a completed tax form. It's going to be a mess. A recent study found a compliance with this act would be hardest on the small businesses that are least equipped to handle it. Small businesses are America's local job growth engine. This legislation shows Congress just doesn't get it.
To learn more, visit WeAreHereCoalition.org.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
17 for the hour. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. A discussion this week about Americans for Tax Reform being focused on this internet tax and what we're going to do with the $11 billion. That's when you get right down to it, what do we think ought to be done with the $11 billion? If this thing is going to get through. And that's where I'm lost or sort of stuck. Is this going to get passed? Does it look like?
I think it will. I think it will because I think it's favorable to business right now. It's not favorable to the online business, but it is favorable to mom and pop shops, and I think that they will probably be forced to pass it.
Well, how is it favorable? It's just unfavorable.
It's unfavorable to us.
So does that mean automatically it's favorable?
But it's going to help save brick-and-mortar stores.
How?
Because it's not going to put them at a disadvantage against online retailers anymore.
But how does this... I understand how it doesn't put them at a disadvantage because everybody's going to be paying taxes equally. Mm-hmm. But why does this automatically mean that people are going to get away from their computer and go to the store and buy a new couch?
It doesn't, but at least if they... It is an equal playing field now. I mean, it doesn't mean that people are going to go back to the stores. It just means that everybody's on the same playing field.
Well, with the stores, you don't have the shipping charges, so they might have an advantage.
They might, but a lot of times you're seeing online where everything's free shipping now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You buy things from Amazon, you mean that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Buying a bunch of books last week from Amazon, if you buy, was it over $30, you don't have to pay
no shipping tax. After $25. Yep.
Right, yeah. But you do wonder about big outfits like Amazon. Man, can you imagine? I have some folks who work with me on the farm for a few months in the summer, and they work for Amazon in the fall. They go in, they are these, they're a husband and wife team, family all grown up. They bought a camper. And that's
that's how they live. They drive around the country, and they work for a few months here and there, like they're doing some work on my farm, and they did last year. They're very good. They're sort of, when it gets to construction, and the two of them work so wonderfully together. They obviously love each other's company because they spend all day and all
you
night.
You have to live in a camper with somebody.
Yeah. And so the reason I bring it up is because last year, for the first time, they went in late September to an Amazon warehouse in Kentucky, I think, and they worked there for 3 months. And it was apparently the most amazing thing to see how the books, I don't get how they make any money, because picking the book titles is so labor intensive. You literally have to go to the places where the books are. So, you know, you have one of these, what do they call it? It's a computer that has all of the stuff, the SKU, the order is on it, mm-hmm. and it tells you where the book is. So you have to go up this hallway down to that row. And
wouldn't you like to see it? It sounds incredibly
huge. Oh, he said
huge.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Massive, massive, massive. But when you think about what it takes to make money in an organization like Amazon, and then, you know, they're pretty cheap.
But they're selling in bulk, you know. That's their thing.
Well, they're buying in bulk. I don't mm-hmm. think they're selling in bulk. I think they're selling the same as the bookstore would. People want to buy a book, they go buy a book. But in this case, they're buying huge quantities. And one wonders, because they have everything, you wonder how they get the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? I mean, when you think
I always think about that, how they have it just, you know, ready for two-day delivery.
Right. And that's it. They'll ask you, two-day delivery,
yeah.
three-day delivery, whatever it is. And I don't know if you can find as many titles in Barnes & Noble. Matter of fact, I think Amazon has pretty much put the bookstores out of business, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
In reality, where do you buy your books from, Jennifer?
Most of the time, Amazon, or I'll download them on my Nook from Barnes & Noble's
online store. What about you, Roberta? Where do you buy your
Amazon.
Books?
Amazon. I've been buying books from Amazon for years.
Always. Kenny, you buy books from Amazon?
I do, but I get most of them. If it's not something for my Kindle, it's from a local independent bookshop here.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm. But there aren't any more local bookstops around.
No, they're gone.
They used to be, but they're gone, so. Food for thought from Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
NetHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, who should pay for the big fat seat? The big fat seat, the big fat seat. Who should pay for the big fat seat? We'll find out in a moment. Plus, the FAA and sequesters, how that affected flying. Tom Parsons is here with a review of flying and traveling this week. Plus, where the firecracker airfare sales are. Sizzling hot prices. Don't you just love it? It's all coming right up here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
55 past the hour now. Tom Parsons is here, as he usually is at this point in the week, with his bestfares.com overview, travel specials. You can find special deals. As a matter of fact, for those of you who listen to the Good Day program, go to DougSteffen.com, find Tom's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and you go right to all the deals that have been put together for your listening and traveling pleasure. Meanwhile, Americans getting bigger, airplanes flying fuller, the price of jet fuel remains high. is the solution to make passengers pay for, if they're big, two seats and stop squeezing everybody in. There's a survey out this week by YouGov which suggests 4 in 10 Americans say they wouldn't mind being publicly weighed at the airport. Doesn't sound like great PR for the airlines, though. Do they care, Tom?
I think so. Some people think that's discrimination, or maybe even a medical discrimination.
Really?
But there is a little airline over in Samoa that is charging, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, but that's the only one I know of in the world.
Right. The FAA's sequester cuts this week screwed things up to a fairly well. How much did it cost people in terms of time? I know one guy who was trying to get from, where was he, Key West, and he had to get to Kansas City, and it took him 2 days to do it because of flight delays.
Well, it looks like that's going to go bye-bye this weekend.
It is going to go bye-bye.
It seems to come up with the cash now, and I think that's primarily because every congressman has to fly home this weekend.
Right. So yeah, they could be. They're well-deserved 1 week off.
They've indicated this. But this is probably of all the things we've seen from the cuts from the government, which has made, I think, it's sort of backfired on the government. I think the government was hoping to make some pain on the traveling public to get all the other part of the budget passed.
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like they keep finding
little nooks and crannies where there's $10 million here, $20 million there, $250 million there. Oh, we can take that money and fix the problem with that. So.
Yeah, I'm doing in New York, man. And they were put in jeopardy. I mean, he's been on tarmac. There's no sense to have 40, 50 planes sitting
just
out
in
a tarmac.
Right, burning all kinds of fuel.
Yeah, I mean, it's burning up fuel like crazy, keeping people inconvenienced. I think it was crazy for them to mess with the air traffic control system. It not only did affect travelers, but also commerce, postage. Hilton Head is being served by Savannah Airport today. Just crazy.
Right.
Here's some wild and crazy stuff. Remember the Florida flyout at Florida deals? They were $20 a day.
Yes, I remember those.
Now, if you aren't concerned about flight delays, well, now you don't have to worry about the one-way to Florida. Okay, because you pick up a car. Now, some cars in Orlando are going for $500, $600, $700 a week. They just dropped to $7 a day. $7.
Uh-huh.
So that means you can rent a car for $49. We do have some promotion codes you might want to use. Go to Doug's site to see them. But it's $49 for a week, and you can drive up and down the coast. You can drop it from Orlando to Seattle if you want to.
Wow.
And I just think it's a Diana Shore special. See the USA and a Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little bit more bang for your buck. Beat the car rental rates. Beat the one-way airfares. And see a little bit more Americana with the kids. And that's one of them. And also, if you live in Washington, D.C., Boston, or New York City, starting in September 9th, Anchorage, Alaska, we're finding for $365 round trip.
Really?
That's a pretty nice little deal.
Who's doing that, Alaska?
We have it with a couple of airlines, but $365 round trip to go from Washington, D.C., New York, to Anchorage.
All right, check out all the deals at bestfares.com through DougStefan.com. Tom Parsons here with Doug.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.